Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. Truly God is good, and God is on the throne. Yes, he's allowed us to see one more day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you, 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 and you. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly, of the wonderful, dynamic, powerful ministries that she has of selling homes and purchasing homes. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly. Those of you that would like to sell a home that you now live in or purchase a new home, give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, praying woman of God, will pray you through that transition, and it will be a blessing and not a burden. 443-854-0977. Also, want to recognize Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, he's truly, truly a man of God that's there for you in time of need in the homegoing service of your loved one. Amen. I stop using the word loss because it's not a loss. If our loved ones are saved, born again, we expect to see them again. Amen. So we thank God for the homegoing celebrations. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close is there for you at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. Again, the location is 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, and also has a barber on site at 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles. Yes, Ebony Styles is there for you. Praying man of God, Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Yes, Baltimore is a blessed city. We want you to know that. God is truly good, and God is blessing each and every one of you that depend upon him. Trust in him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. God is a God that could do anything but fail. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what you're going to go through, and he knows what you have been through. God is still on the throne. I want you to hear me this morning, and God is still in charge. In spite of what's happening in this world, God is still in charge. We want you to be men and women of God that are committed to serving the Almighty Living God, knowing that God is a God that you could trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. We're going to hear a little bit of praise and worship music, Amazing Grace. Oh, my God, Amazing Grace. Just think about that. Isn't he amazing? Yes, he is. Just think about the things he has brought you through, how he's kept you through the years, and how he's still keeping you. Think about the miracle signs and wonders. Yes, miracle signs and wonders will take place on August the 5th at the Village of Cross Keys Delta Marriott Hotel. Miracle signs and wonders with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, and Anointed Women United Christ and Prayer. And we thank God for the Women United for Christ and Prayer. We have been in existence for over 25 years. Isn't God good? We thank God for Anointed Women United of Christ in Prayer, praying with you and for you throughout the world. And we're not just saying worldwide. Yes, we are worldwide. We thank God for prayer warriors we have all over the world, over 144.5. We thank God for you, you, and you. And we're just not talking the talk. We are walking the walk. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for the men and women of God that are interceding. Yes, we stand in need of intercessory prayer warriors. For those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we are praying for you and praying with those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God is doing marvelous things. Yes, and you are marvelous in the eyesight of God. I want to tell you this morning, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in the Almighty Living God. Trust in the Almighty Living God. Be committed to the Almighty Living God, because God is able. Yes, he is. He is able. And yes, he is amazing. I want you to hear it this morning. Amazing Grace. how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amazing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That was Susan Boyle. Amazing grace. And God really, really did a great work on Susan Boyle. If you saw her on America Got Talent, they were amazed when she opened her mouth and began to sing. So that's why I say, my dear ones, we can't always judge a book by its cover. Amen? We shouldn't judge, period. But some individuals, by its cover. It's not always what it looks like, because God is amazing. We want to hear some more amazing grace. Yes, he is amazing. Saved a wretch like you and me. Yes, he did. Amazing grace.
Bye.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but could not see. My dear sisters and brothers, welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We thank God because he is amazing. Yes, amazing grace. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. Sent his only begotten Son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for you and for me. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He could have came down from that cross. But thanks be to God. He was obedient to the plan of the Almighty Living God. What was meant for evil turned out for good. And I want you to hear me this morning. What was meant for evil will turn out for good for you. Yes, it has. Yes, it will. What was meant for evil will turn out for good for you. I want you to hear that this morning. The enemy has no power. God allows certain things to happen. So therefore, if you got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, you got to continue to trust God just like Job. And wasn't Jesus tempted? Didn't Satan tempt him? So, my dear ones, you're going to be tempted too. You got to trust God. Don't give up. Hold on until the 11th hour. Thank you, God. Yes, you're going to be tempted. And remember, none of us are perfect. So can't nobody talk about nobody. Pray for one another. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Hold your head up high and walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Live according to the word of God. Let God's will be done. Not your will. As I always say, this is not Burger King. It's not about you having it your way. Let God's will be done. People often come and tell me what to pray for. And I'll say, let God's will be done. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He will set you free in 2023. It's time to stop playing church, my dear ones. God is real. Yes, he is. As the songs say, Jesus is real to me. Now, I don't know about you, but he's real. And it's time to stop playing church. We're all grown up now. Thank you, God. Men and women of God. You're all brand new creatures in Jesus Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Thank you, God. He didn't say it was going to be easy. You're going to have some trials and tribulations. But he said he'll send us a comforter, and a comforter is the Holy Ghost. And then, my dear ones, we got to stop blaming everything on Satan. Then some of us want to blame everything on God. God, why you got me going through this? God, why you did this to me? God, why you allowed this to happen? Remember, we have a choice. He gives us a choice. We need to learn how to make the right decisions. And sometimes even making the right decision is not going to feel good to you. So it's not always about feelings. It's not always about feelings. Again, because sometimes making the right decision is not going to feel good. When you did the wrong thing and your mom or your dad spanked your butt, it didn't feel good. mom or dad punished you for a week. It didn't feel good. But they wanted you to do the right thing. When you may have to stay in the house for a month. When your little child may have to sit in time out. And I believe that God put some of us in time out as adults. COVID was a time out season. Sit down and think about some things that you've been doing. Some things you want to do. Places you want to go. Get to know your family. You know, a lot of us don't know our families. When COVID came in, we spent more time in our homes with our children, our spouse, our grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles. Time out. Now he's taking us out of time out, glory be to God. So we should have learned something from that time out. Learn how to love ye one another with unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. As I mentioned, read it lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Somebody saying, Bishop, why are you telling us to read that Psalm 91 every day? It's your Psalm of Protection. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're covered by the blood, but he gives us the word so it can penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our souls so that we could trust him and never doubt. Yes, we're covered. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from beneath his pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Isn't that good? I will be with him in trouble. You know, a lot of times you get in trouble, your folk, your friends, your family members, everybody said they're going to be a friend to you. All of a sudden, you're all alone. But the word of God said, I will be with you in trouble. Remember, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He keeps his word. Verse 15 of Psalm 91 said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God. For the people of God. God's word is already blessed. May it bless the doers and the hearers of his word. Let's go to Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. You know what your heart is fixed on? God. Men and women of God, your heart is fixed. Trusting in God. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispensed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 112, verse 10 says, the wicked shall see it. You know, he say, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Right while they're there. Then in Psalm 112, it says, verse 10, the wicked shall see it, grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desires of the wicked shall perish. The desires of the wicked shall perish. Not you men and women of God. The desires of the wicked shall perish. Let's go to Psalm 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O sea, that thou fleest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like little lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord. Woo! Tremble, thy earth, at the presence of the Lord. My God. At the presence of God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. That's Psalm 114. Psalm 115 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore shall the heathen say, where is now their God? Yeah, well, you're going through a trying time or situation. The heathen are going to look at you and say, now where's her God? Now where's he God? He or she loved God so much. Now let me see where God is now. I want you to know that God is still right there with you. Glory be to God. He's right there with you in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of death all around you. He's right there with you. But our God is in the heavens. He have done whatsoever he have pleased. He have done whatsoever he have pleased. Their idols were silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them, those idols, worship in your car, worship in your home, worship in your money, worship in your PhD, worship in your good looks. Watch out. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. I want you to hear me this morning. God is speaking. Trust thou in the Lord. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, trust thou in the Lord. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Trust thou in the Lord, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr. Trust thou in the Lord, Sister Burdetta Washington. Trust thou in the Lord, Rosie Traham. Trust thou in the Lord, Jeanita Kelly. Trust thou in the Lord, Minister Barbara Duffy. Trust thou in the Lord, Minister Sharon Ricks. Trust thou in the Lord, Evangelist Jacknita Taylor. Trust thou in the Lord, Mother Mary Robinson. Trust thou in the Lord, Mother Annie Green. Trust thou in the Lord, Diane Green. Trust thou in the Lord, T.J. Staten. Trust thou in the Lord, Sister Esther. Trust thou in the Lord, Harry P. Close II. Trust thou in the Lord, the Rosie Cobia. Trust thou in the Lord. Trust thou in the Lord. Trust thou in the Lord. That's what the Word of God says. Trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Yes, he is. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You may not see it. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. But you got to trust in him. My God, my God, my God. The Lord shall increase you more. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth have he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will bless the Lord, men and women of God. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. That was Psalm 115. My God, the word is rich. The word tells you what God is doing and what he can do and what he will continue to do in your life. Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because he have heard my voice and my supplications. Yes, I want you to know this one, that God has heard your voice and your supplications because he have inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Who are you going to call on? The Lord Jesus Christ. As long as I live, your Jesus. The sorrows of death compressed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, beseech thee, deliver my soul. Yes, he will deliver your soul. Yes, he will. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our Lord is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. When you feel like you're all the way down to the bottom, the Lord is right there with you. If you trust him, believe in him, that situation. Whispering the word in your ear. Singing a song in your ear. He's right there with you when you feel like you've hit rock bottom. Call upon his name. Not the lawyer. Not the judge. Call upon the name of Jesus. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord have dwelt bountifully with thee. For thou have delivered my soul from death. Mine eyes from tears. And my feet from falling. Won't he do it? That's why I tell you, you got to pray these scriptures. Nobody but God. I like that in verse 8. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I have spoken in my haste. All men are liars. They will lie to you in a minute and think nothing of it. Say one thing to your face, and when you turn your back, they're saying something else. This is the word of God. I'm not making this up. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Yes, there are benefits in serving the God. I want you all to know that. There's some benefits when you're working for the state of Maryland. There's some benefits when you're working for the federal government, when you're working for the city, when you're working for some private industries. But I want you to know that God has greater benefits for you. In Psalm 116, verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? My God, my God, my God. You talk about some benefits? The first benefit is unconditional love. He's going to love you no matter what. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Then there's salvation. Don't cost you nothing. Then there's healing and deliverance. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word. Take God at his word. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So when one of our saints of God go home, our loved ones, our family members, our friends, co-workers go home, they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh, Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosened my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord, my dear ones. Thank you, Jesus. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You may think you're wasting time getting up early in the morning and praising and worshiping God. No, you're not. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord, and the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Isn't God good? Pray the scriptures. Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus to praise you, to glorify you, to magnify you, to lift up your holy name. We come to give you the glory and the honor on this morning. We thank you for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We come, Father God, knowing that you are God that could do anything but fail. And you haven't failed us yet. You have blessed us over and over and over and over again. You have touched us with your healing hand of mercy. We thank you for the healing that's taking place in our mind, body, spirit, and soul right now. Someone thought they weren't going to make it, but only by the grace of God, you're still in the land of the living. And yes, God is a healer. Touch mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let them trust in you and never doubt. Touch someone that's been diagnosed with cancer, HIV, AIDS. Yes, AIDS is still around, y'all. I want you to know that this morning. AIDS is still around. Somebody thought it was gone. Somebody's still having unprotected sex. But AIDS and HIV is still in the land. But we thank God that he's a deliverer, that he's a healer. And he's bigger than any sickness or disease. We come against COVID in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for healing someone that don't know which direction to go in. You're a mind regulator. Regulate that mind. You're not an author of confusion. And we thank you right now, Father God, that you're driving that confusion out of that dear one's mind right now. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. God has made a way out of no way. He will carry you through that situation. And you will come out with the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Touch someone's mind right now. Be a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Someone, Father God, was diagnosed with some type of heart condition. Touch the valves in that heart. Let the blood flow freely. My God, in their heart, their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Let the blood flow freely in their legs, their limbs. Touch the hands, the feet, the arteries, and the veins. Let the blood flow freely. Touch someone who's been suffering with pain all night long. Touch those arteries right now in those veins. Relieve them of the pain that they've been suffering, Father, in their back, in their neck, the legs, the thighs, the hips, the toes. Someone's been suffering from migraine headaches, Father God. Let them know that you are a healer. Let them know you're bigger than any migraines they might have had. We're praying for healing right now in the name of Jesus. We know you as a healer. And you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. We thank you right now for your healing mercy. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance from delivering someone from substance abuse, from using legal drugs illegally. Touch them right now, Father God. Have them not to want another illegal drug. Have them not to use their prescription drugs illegally. Take away that desire from them for alcohol. Take away that desire from them from the illegal use of pain medication. Take away that desire of heroin, cocaine, crack. Take away that desire right now in the name of Jesus. Let them fall on bended knees and desire you. Let them thirst for the living God, the word of God, the living bread. We thank you right now for what you're doing in someone's life. We thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing in my life. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of our seniors that are living past 70. Thank you, God. Let their years, their latter years, be their blessed years. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. In the name of Jesus, our children, protect them from the rapists. My God, protect them from the thieves. Protect them, Father God, as they go to school, summer camps, as they go into the churches. Protect them even in their own homes. We cancel out any type of sickness or disease right now. Send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. Give us traveling mercy to and fro as we travel the highways and the byways with our families and our loved ones. We're crying out to you. No other help we know. We're dependent upon you right now. You know what we stand in need of. You know where we are. And we want to thank you right now, Father God, for deliverance that's taking place in the lives of those that are homeless, that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. But touch their minds, Father God. Fix their minds that they will have a clear mind to think clearly. And want to have a job, a home, want to pay rent, want to do the right thing in the eyesight of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Touch their minds right now. Let them have a mind stayed on thee. Let them focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let someone forget about the past and move on and walk into the future. God has plans for your life, my dear ones. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, turn your life over to Jesus Christ right now. Right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until this afternoon. Surrender to the almighty living Jesus Christ right now. He's calling on you right now. He's waiting for you right now, individuals, under the sound of my voice. Husbands and wives, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Touch parents, Father God, that they will teach their children the word of God, that they will teach their children the 10th commandments. Touch our President of the United States of America, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, the family in its entirety, Kamala Harris, our Vice President, and her husband and family in its entirety. Touch our congressmen, senators, leaders, those in leadership positions. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you before they make any rules or regulations to govern our lives. Touch Kwai Isi Umfume. Glory, hallelujah. Mayors, governors, council persons, even as they lie in their beds this morning, trouble their minds and their spirits that they will do right. And not only do right, but live according to the will of God. They should be examples for us. My God, my God, my God. Then go into the body of Christ, because you said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Will begin in the house of the Lord, where we worship in fellowship. Touch our leadership in the body of Christ. Our bishops, our apostles, our chief apostles, our pastors, our deacon and deaconess, our choir members, our trustees, the Pope, the priests. Touch those in leadership positions in the body of Christ and our parishioners. Let them feel and experience the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let them yield to you and say, what must I do to be saved? We have church members, my God. We know everybody in the church is not saved. So we are crying out and interceding for them that they'll yield to you. And cry out to you, what must I do to be saved? Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Evangelist Janet Griffith, Victor. It doesn't cost you nothing. Christina, Jonathan. It don't cost you nothing. It's free. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God it's free. And he's come to set us free and deliver us and heal us. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Touch each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Let them hear from you. Let them cry out to you. Let them surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you for the healing right now that's taking place in someone's body. Someone's heart has been healed. Dear God. Someone's limbs have been healed. Someone's walking again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone's speaking to their children again. Someone's speaking to their spouse again. Thank you, God. We pray for our postal workers, our UPS workers, our Amazon workers. We even pray for the actors and actresses that are on strike. The writers that are on strike. We pray that while they're spending this time to go on strike, that they will cry out to you and pray to you and surrender their lives to you. Our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard and Honor Guard. We pray for our air pilots that are flying our planes, our conductors that are driving the trains, our bus drivers that are driving the buses. We're praying for you that God would touch their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We're praying for those that are traveling from state to state. We pray, Father God, that you will guide them and lead them safely. Praying for those that are on their way to work this morning, not knowing what to expect. But we're praying, Father God, that you will bless them and give them safe travels to and fro. We know that you're able to do it. And we thank you right now for miracles, signs, and wonders that are taking place in our lives all over the world. We pray for those in Afghanistan, Russia, Ukraine, Germany, West Germany, Africa, West Africa, Honduras, Puerto Rico. We're praying for you. We haven't forgotten about you. We're praying for you, United States of America. We're praying for you. Yes, we are. God is a good God, and he will hear and answer your prayer. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And he has heard someone's prayer this morning. I want you to know that. Cry out to him. Surrender to him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for working a miracle, for working a miracle in someone's life right now. Thank you, Father God. We pray for those behind prison walls. We pray for those, Father God, in assisted living facilities. We pray for those in the hospitals, nursing homes, that are lying on their sick beds, even in their homes. We pray for deliverance and healing right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, Father God, for providing food on our table. Fresh, clean water. And for those that have to walk miles and miles and miles to get that water, change it. Work a miracle for them. That after they walk miles and miles and miles to get water, that it will not make them sick. Provide them, Father God, with what they need, stand in need of. And we thank you right now for touching every area of our lives. We thank you right now for ministering to us on this day. We thank you right now for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for allowing us to wake up with a spirit of expectancy, the hand of God upon our lives right now, upon our lives right now. As we leave our homes, bless us with favor on our jobs, in the grocery store, at the bank, in the neighborhood, on the airplanes, at the airport, at the train station, at the bus station, in our private vehicles. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. And we claim it and count it done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. The ancients believed that in Jesus' name, amen. The ancients believed that the angel of God's presence is a miracle-working presence that is available to every man. That there are angel protectors all around us who are only too glad to guide and protect us. When called upon to do so, they felt that every person has an angel or higher self. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When challenges arise, say to yourself, I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. In Jesus' name. I want you to repeat that after me this morning. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. In Jesus' name. Let's do it one more time. I have nothing to fear. Get it deep down in your soul. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you understand it. I have nothing to fear. Say it with an attitude. I have nothing to fear, Satan. I have nothing to fear, Satan. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. In Jesus' name. I want you to decree this often for others. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town trip buying trip, since she could have to drive 200 miles in the rain, the fog, accompanied by her sick husband, whom she could not leave at home alone. A friend said, "You have nothing to fear, because I pray that your guardian angel will be with you." Isn't that a friend? When you have a friend that pray with you and for you, thank you, God. Upon returning from the buying trip, this businesswoman reported, "I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. As I drove out of town, the sky cleared, the fog cleared, the rain stopped, and the sun shined through. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. Won't God do it? Won't he do it? And he will do it for you, you, and you. The drive lifted my husband's spirits, and he suffered no ill. Look what God did. Even for a husband who was ill, that she took with her. A healing took place. The drive lifted her husband's spirits and suffered no ill effects from it. Look at God. Won't he do it? He will give you a 100-fold blessing. He will allow your cup to run over. You ask for one thing, and he will give you a double portion blessing. She loved her husband. God honored that love that she had for her husband. She didn't leave him at home. Thank you, God. She trusts God and took her ill husband with her. Now, that's love, agape love, unconditional love. Financially, this proved to be the most profitable business trip she had ever made in a long time. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached the robbers, saw a third person, much larger than life, size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. The presence of this third party or angel of protection, it was an angel of protection, both puzzled, frightened the robbers, so that the missionaries were saved from harm. And won't God do it? He'll do it every time. And I want you to know this morning, but God will bless you with more than enough. Pray and ask God to send your angels of protection. He said, I have nothing to fear. My guardian angels goes before me, making right my way in Jesus' name. Whenever you leave your home, pray that prayer. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angels go before me, making right my way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to know this morning that your guardian angels are with you this morning, watching over you, keeping you, guiding you, and leading you in the right direction. If you'd like to have a copy of that prayer, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Bishop Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D., Ph.D. I'm bragging about Jesus, what he could do for you. Not me. I didn't do it. He did it. Thank you, God. And I'm walking in the office that he's assigning. It's an assignment, not a title. It's an assignment. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me this assignment, not man. And I'm glad that there was a man that saw the assignment that God gave me, men and women of God. God will reveal to others what your assignment is before you even notice it. But you walk in your assignment before you even receive a title from man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my assignment. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your people with their assignments so they'll walk calling and accept their calling. I decree and declare that God will dispatch his heavenly host of angels all around you, protect you from seen and unseen danger. I decree and declare a spirit of peace will be in your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. I decree and declare that God will touch your heart. Let it be at peace. I decree and declare that the Spirit of God will rain down upon you. Blessings from on high. Healing from on high. Deliverance from on high. I feel a difference already. Thank you, Jesus. And you should too. God is blessing you. God is healing you. God is delivering you right now. He's making a way out of no way for your sons, your daughters, your husbands and wives. Don't be selfish with your prayers. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Thank you, God, for your healing, your deliverance. Thank you, God, for setting us free in the year of 2023. Thank you, God. Be blessed. Be encouraged. And watch God move on your behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. And we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation. And prayer will change you. Thank you, God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Watch God move in your life. Wake up with a spirit of expectancy, expecting God to do great things in your life. God bless you real good. Receive your double portion blessing. Receive your double portion healing. Receive the report of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you.